And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 15th of August, 2011. It's the birthday of the journalist and novelist Stieg Larsson, born 1954 in Skelleftehamn in Sweden. Grew up in the north of Sweden, went to school on cross-country skis. His grandfather was a strong anti-fascist, and Stieg Larsson adopted his grandfather's views, became a muckraking journalist, founded the Swedish Expo Foundation to, quote, counteract the growth of the extreme right and the white power culture in schools and among young people. He was a journalist who took up fiction as a way to make some extra money. By 2003, he had written two novels. He'd started on a third. He approached an editor. He planned a series of 10 detective thrillers called the Millennium series, and then died of a heart attack in 2004. The three novels published posthumously. The first book, titled in Swedish Men Who Hate Women, better known in our country as The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It's the birthday of a poet who took up writing novels for money, Sir Walter Scott, born Edinburgh, 1771. He wrote narrative romances in verse, but he was a partner in a printing firm that almost went bankrupt. He paid the firm's debts, almost went under himself, and so he published his novel Waverley in 1814. It was a big success. Followed it with Rob Roy, The Bride of Lammermoor, and Ivanhoe. It's the birthday of Edna Ferber, born 1885, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Started out as a journalist in Appleton, Wisconsin. Later moved to New York, became part of the Algonquin Round Table. Best known for her novel of 1924, So Big, also Showboat, which was made into a musical by Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein II. Her obituary on the front page of the New York Times said her books were not profound, but they were vivid. It's the birthday of the poet and playwright Mary Jo Salter, 1954, Grand Rapids, Michigan, grew up in Detroit and Baltimore, a formalist poet working with meter, rhyme, writing quatrains, sonnets, villanelles. Most recent collection was A Phone Call to the Future. Here's a poem for today by Jennifer O'Grady, entitled Moths. Adrift in the liberating late light of August, delicate, frivolous, they make their way to my front porch and flutter near the glassed-in bulb, translucent as a thought suddenly wondered aloud, illumining the air that's thick with honeysuckle and dusk. You and I are doing our best at conversation, keeping it light, steering clear of what we'd like to say. You leave, and the night becomes cluttered with moths, some tattered, their dumbly curious filaments startling against my cheek. How quickly, instinctively, I brush them away. Dazed, they cling to the outer darkness like pale reminders of ourselves. Others seem to want so desperately to get inside. Months later, I'll find the woolens snug in their resting places, full of missing pieces. A poem by Jennifer O'Grady, Moths, from her collection White, published by Midlist Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.